You're listening to Food Integrity Now with Carol Gravais, Matt Spaeth, and Jeannie Smith, revealing the truth about the food we eat.
Hello, and welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm Jeannie Smith, the host of your show today. On Food Integrity Now, we not only talk about issues that affect our global food supply, we also bring you integrity news and information on various topics that are affecting the quality of our lives. Our goal is to bring you this information in an uncensored and honest way so you can use it in creating change in both your life and the lives of others. Find us on the web at foodintegritynow.org. You can listen to all our shows directly on our site or on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Our show today is brought to you by Hole in the Wall Herb Shop. Our topic for today is what is referred to as the ag gag, meaning agricultural gag. These are laws which criminalize people who investigate factory farms, take videos of atrocities there, and then publish it as a way of bringing public attention to how our food is produced. Our special guest today is Matt Rice of Mercy for Animals. Matt is director of investigations there. And because most of the cruelty to animals occurs at the hands of the meat, dairy, and egg industries, Matt spends most of his time advocating on behalf of animals who are raised for food. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Wonderful. First, tell us a little bit about yourself and the work you do at Mercy for Animals.
Sure. Well, Mercy for Animals is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing cruelty to farmed animals and promoting compassionate food choices and policies. We believe that non-human animals are irreplaceable individuals with morally significant interests and hence rights, including the right to live free from unnecessary suffering and exploitation. And that's kind of a fancy way to say something that most Americans already believe in, which is that all animals, including farmed animals, are worthy of compassion and protection and shouldn't be treated cruelly. In fact, there have been national polls that show that about 97% of Americans agree that animals should be protected from needless cruelty, including farmed animals. So 97%, that's a big number. You can't get 97% of Americans to agree on anything else, and yet 97% of Americans agree that animals should be protected from unnecessary cruelty and suffering. And so that's what we focus on, and we also focus on kind of a big disconnect in our society between our view of animals as worthy of protection and our actual treatment of them, particularly farmed animals. Unfortunately, there are no federal laws that protect farmed animals during their lives on factory farms, and most states specifically exclude farmed animals from anti-cruelty protection, meaning that factory farmers are often able to get away with horrendous abuses that would warrant felony-level cruelty to animals charges in most states if even one dog or cat were the victim. But they're able to get away with abusing literally billions of animals every year in ways that shock and horrify most Americans and yet are considered legal and acceptable by the industry. So that's what we focus on. We feel that consumers have a right to know how animals are treated on factory farms so that they can make informed choices. And we feel that the animals have a right to have their stories told. So we conduct undercover investigations at factory farms, hatcheries, and slaughterhouses and try to pull back the curtain on these industries and let consumers know what's really going on when the industry doesn't think that anyone's watching.
Well, and that's really important because I certainly am part of that 97% of Americans agreeing that the food that I eat, the animals that I eat, the energy, their energy that I take into my body is going to reflect how they were treated and how they were processed. And if there's cruelty involved, then that's going to affect me as well. Matt, can you tell our listeners about the law, this ag gag law that was proposed and passed in Iowa in the past few weeks? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And there's a number of these bills that are pending in different states across the country, but Iowa is really the first state to pass this. And these are laws that are being pushed by the corporate animal agriculture industry to keep their practices hidden from public view. They're really dangerous laws, and the one in Iowa, since it passed, is potentially able to set a precedent nationwide to really throw shut the doors to industrial factory farms and allow animal abuse, environmental violations, food contamination issues, and other potentially illegal activities to flourish undetected, unchallenged, and unaddressed at these facilities. So the different states have different versions of the bill coming forward, but in Iowa, basically what they said is that it is now illegal to misrepresent yourself on a job application, get a job at a factory farm or a slaughterhouse, and then do anything that the owner doesn't approve of, including taking pictures or video, and then going to law enforcement if you find criminal activity happening, or going to the public and showing people what's happening at these facilities. That would now be illegal. So basically what the Iowa agriculture industry is now able to do is put on their job applications, are you affiliated in any way with an animal protection organization or an environmental organization? And if somebody applying for the job there says, no, I'm not, and then takes a picture of, say, manure being released illegally into a stream or somebody maliciously beating an animal and then goes to law enforcement with it, the potential is that that person could then be charged with a crime, agricultural facility fraud in that case in Iowa. So really the intent of it, and it's a very thinly veiled attempt by the pro-factory farm legislators to shield animal abusers and factory farmers from public scrutiny and keep their practices hidden from public view. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if these factory, you know, corporate factory farms, which again, a lot of people don't get it, that when they go and they pick up eggs at the store or they pick up meat and it looks so pretty in its little package all wrapped up in, you know, with saran wrap around it, that they don't really equate in their minds how it got there. And so my question is, if these farms don't feel they have anything to hide, then why the need for the law?
Well, and that's a good point. And that's a lot of things that a lot of smaller farmers and a lot of, you know, legislators were pointing out, is that there really isn't anything to be hidden if you're not doing anything wrong. And so it really calls into question, what are these facilities trying to hide? And at Mercy for Animals, we know exactly what they're trying to hide, because we've conducted undercover cruelty investigations at factory farms and hatcheries and slaughterhouses across the country. And every time we go into one of these facilities, we document shocking abuses, abuses that horrify most Americans. Unfortunately, many of these abuses are considered standard practice in the industry and completely legal. In a lot of states, there are what are called common farming exemptions, which means that if the industry considers the practice, no matter how cruel, no matter how abusive or sadistic, if the industry considers that practice standard, then it's automatically deemed legal. And so what we are able to do is go into these facilities, show their standard practices, and then show the public what's happening on these facilities, and then push for laws to protect animals. And that's what the industry fears. They fear regulation. They fear public scrutiny. They fear oversight. They don't want people to know what's happening in these facilities because they don't want to make any changes. They want to be able to continue to do business as usual without any oversight. And that really is not only dangerous to the animals, but it's dangerous to consumers. We've got a number of investigations that have not only revealed cruelty to animals issues, but also food contamination issues. In fact, the Humane Society of the United States was responsible for an investigation at a slaughterhouse in California that resulted in the USDA coming in, closing down the facility, and the largest beef recall in U.S. history because of the unsanitary conditions that were revealed at that facility. And that wouldn't have happened. There were USDA inspectors on site at that facility, and they were turning a blind eye to this. So this wouldn't even have come to light if it weren't for undercover investigators in these facilities drawing attention to these abuses that potentially threaten public health.
So what happened in Iowa? So if they're really the ones who this law could potentially snowball, where were the people who supported, you know, you know, honest and decent, humane conditions for animals that we're going to eat. Where were they? I mean, how did the legislature bow to pressure from corporate farming interests versus the, you know, protect the animals that we eat? How did that happen?
It's a very good question. And really what it is money talks. And the animal agriculture industry has literally billions of dollars, and they have political influence to match. So we're talking about public polls that were done in Iowa that showed the vast majority of Iowans did not support this bill. They thought that this was a bad legislation and were trying to fight against it. We had the newspapers and the TV stations and radio stations in Iowa were all speaking out against it. There were editorials in the Des Moines Register saying this is a bad bill. This is going to threaten public safety. It's going to allow factory farmers to abuse animals with impunity. And the legislators themselves were admitting that they were getting inundated with calls and emails from the public saying that this is not what they want. They don't want this to happen. Yeah, unfortunately, the legislators in these states are beholden to the moneyed interest, to the corporate animal agriculture industry, and they bowed to pressure from these industries and passed these laws against the will of their constituents and against the interests of the people of Iowa and the American people as well, because of course Iowa food produced in Iowa goes to feed people across the country, and so they really bowed to the moneyed interest there against the American people, and we feel that it's an unconstitutional bill, and we are working with a broad coalition of groups that include civil rights groups, environmental groups, and other groups that are working to fight this, and we are looking at every possible means to overturn this bill. We feel that it's a travesty of justice.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did some research on the First Amendment, and it states right there that, you know, the amendment prohibits the making of any law abridging the freedom of speech and infringing on freedom of the press. So to me, do you think this was just a power play by the corporate farming interests? And, or do you think they're really gearing up? Because if this fight happens, I mean, it probably will end up at the Supreme Court. And then is that where the money talks is really going to happen?
I believe so. I mean, I think that, you know, the industry has a lot of money, but I think that what we have on our side is the people. We have people who want more, not less, transparency in food production. We have people on our side who want to see that animals are protected from needless cruelty and suffering. So I think that in the end, you know, we're going to prevail, and that this law is going to be overturned, and the bills that are being introduced in other states are also going to be shot down, as they were in Illinois and Florida recently. Because of public pressure, but it is certainly a struggle, and we really need kind of all hands on deck on this one. People contacting their legislators and letting them know this isn't in their best interest. This is not what they want. And really, why should the factory farming industry receive this kind of protection when no other industry receives this kind of protection? Can you imagine if they were making crimes to outlaw whistleblowers at nursing homes or at daycare centers where somebody was uncovering child abuse, and then now the person who is coming forward with pictures or videos of child abuse is now being held criminally accountable for simply trying to do the right thing. There's no other industry that would receive this kind of protection. So I think it's really telling at how powerful the corporate factory farming industry has become in this country that they are able to push through this type of legislation.
Yeah, apparently they've become quite powerful, because when you said that, when you were talking about the common practices, and you mentioned a group that determines that if what's being done is considered, you know, common practice, that becomes the standard and that becomes legal. But if those are farmers themselves who are, in fact, making those judgments and saying that this is okay, then isn't that the fox kind of guarding the hen house?
It absolutely is, and it doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, as an example, you know, we go into a pork facility, and one of the common standard acceptable practices for killing pigs who aren't growing fast enough, for example, and aren't going to be growing fast enough to be raised profitably. The standard practice for killing piglets is to simply pick them up by their hind legs and bash their heads against the concrete floor.
Oh my God.
Most Americans are shocked and horrified when they see, and yet this is standard practice in the pork industry. And if that was done to even one dog or cat, it would warrant felony level cruelty charges in most states. People would go to jail for that type of abuse. And yet this is happening to literally millions of pigs nationwide in this country every single year, without any type of, criminal charges. And really without the public even knowing that it's happening. And that's where it really starts. And that's why we feel that these undercover investigations are so important, to give consumers the information that they need to make informed choices as consumers, but also as citizens, as voters, so that whenever there is legislation that's proposed to protect animals from some of the most egregious factory farming practices, that they know what's going on and they know what they're voting for, and they can, they can push for laws to protect animals, which is something obviously the majority of Americans want. They want to see that animals are treated better in these facilities.
Well, I think that's I can tell you Food Integrity Now would support that 100%. And Matt, we're going to take just a quick break here and to acknowledge our sponsor for today, which is Hole in the Wall Herb Shop. And we thank you for supporting them.
Everyone, this is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Acira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
Hi, and we're back with Matt Rice of Mercy for Animals. And Matt, in talking with you and checking out Mercy for Animals, I was absolutely shocked beyond words at looking into the video on Sparbo Farms, which is the fourth largest egg producer and a key supplier of eggs to McDonald's for their whole list of Egg McMuffin dishes. Can we talk a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. Yes, this investigation happened between May and August of 2011, so very recently, and was an investigation that went across three states, Minnesota, Colorado, and Iowa, multiple Sparbo facilities across these three states. And in each one of these facilities, we documented egregious abuses, yet again, standard industry practices that are deemed acceptable and legal within the industry. And some of the abuses that we're talking about at each of these facilities include birds being thrown into their cages, some of them missing the cages and hitting the cage wire, birds having the tips of their beaks seared off with a hot blade, hens crammed into filthy wire cages with less space for each bird than a standard size sheet of paper to live out her entire miserable life, unable to stretch her wings fully, or engage in any behaviors that come naturally to them. We're talking about literally millions of birds confined in ways that they can't even move for nearly their entire lives. And we also documented some egregious abusers, including workers tormenting birds by swinging them around with wires attached to their legs, trying to shove birds into each other's pockets. Really just egregious abuses, but at each of these facilities, we were able to document this. And we went to the public with this. We exposed the public. Unfortunately, there were no laws being broken at these facilities, again, because farmed animals have very little, if any, legal protection, and particularly chickens. There are no federal laws protecting chickens who are raised for food in this country whatsoever. And again, most states specifically exclude farmed animals from any type of protection. So the most we were able to do with this investigation was to go to the public and say, this is what's happening to birds who are raised for eggs in this country. We also went to McDonald's, who's the largest egg buyer in the United States, and told them, this is how eggs who are raised to produce eggs for your Egg McMuffins are being treated. And of course, McDonald's, like any individual citizen, was outraged. They were shocked that this was happening at these facilities, and they immediately cut ties with this facility. And a number of other companies, including Target, also cut ties with this facility. One of the problems is, though, is that it's not simply good enough for McDonald's to cut ties with this company where abuses were documented on video, and to go to another factory egg supplier with the same standard practices.
Sure.
So calling on McDonald's to come up with meaningful animal welfare policies and to implement and to try to push for changes within the egg industry, including getting rid of battery cages nationwide, which is the way that 95% of birds are kept in this country. They're kept in literally 5 to 10 birds shoved inside a cage the size of a filing cabinet drawer to spend almost their entire lives. That's how most of the eggs, egg-laying hens are treated in this country. So we're calling on McDonald's and other people to speak out a bit against these abuses and try to outlaw at least battery cages in these facilities, which is perhaps the cruelest form of institutionalized animal abuse in existence.
Well, I did read on your website how the entire European Union has banned their use because they are so inherently cruel. And it seems like this is another example, as is with, for example, genetically modified foods, how, you know, people in European countries in South America, countries all over the world are stepping up and going, no, this is not acceptable. And the United States, who is a leading world power, appears to be way, way behind in stepping up and demanding that these incredibly cruel cages be eliminated. And for any of our viewers, although it's very difficult to see, I suggest that you go out to Mercy for Animals website, which is mercyforanimals.org, and you can search on Sparborough Farms, you'll see that very shocking video where it's common practice to abuse these animals. And you're right, it's something that no way would we accept this for domesticated animals. And certainly that should extend to the farmed animals as well. Is part of your legislation and your efforts and activism on legislation, are you all working on any efforts to ban these cruel battery cages?
Yes, we are. You're right that Europe is very far ahead of the United States in a lot of these animal welfare laws. Although California and Michigan have banned battery cages, and a number of other states have enacted ballot initiatives to try to ban them as well. Ohio, and we were kind of on the forefront in the battle in Ohio, that placed a moratorium on constructing new battery cage facilities. And so with all of this pressure and more states looking to ban battery cages, just the way that Europe has, the United Egg Producers, which represents the vast majority of egg producers in the United States, finally came to the table and agreed to go along with the Humane Society of the United States, Mercy for Animals, and other groups that are pushing to ban these cruel cages, and petition the federal government to institute a nationwide ban of battery cages. So this is the egg industry basically coming out and saying, you know what, you're right. Consumers don't want hens to be treated this way. You know, they've already banned it in Europe. A number of states have banned it. So you're right. We're going to come to the table and petition the federal government to ban battery cages nationwide, which is a very good step. It won't eliminate all the cruelties that are happening on factory egg farms, but it will significantly improve the conditions for millions of egg-laying hens in this country. One of the problems, though, is that the other industries, the other animal agriculture industries, the Cattlemen's Beef Association, the pork industry, the dairy industry, they have all come out against this legislation, this federal legislation to ban battery cages. It doesn't even affect them. They don't have egg-laying hens in the dairy industry. Yet these industries see the writing on the wall. They know if there is federal legislation to even provide minimal protection to egg-laying hens, then their industries are going to be next. They're also going to be regulated, and some of the most egregious factory farming abuses are going to be banned as well. So again, it's another battle here where it's basically the United Egg Producers and the animal welfare community pushing for just minimal protection, just increasing the cage size for egg-laying hens and providing them with some minimal enrichment so that they can perch and they're not standing on these wires that cut into their feet, giving them just some basic minimal comfort. And the rest of the animal agriculture industry is fighting this legislation tooth and nail because they don't want to see any type of regulation of their industry. And they're also pushing, like we talked about earlier, for legislation to make it more difficult for the public to even know what's going on behind the closed doors of factory farms. So really, it's an enormous battle. And like I said before, we need all hands on deck. We need as many people as possible to start sharing these videos, exposing people to the conditions on factory farms, and pushing their legislators for protection that these animals so rightly deserve.
Well, I can assure you that on our website, when we post this show and release this show, that we will have a link to both Mercy for Animals and to that particular video. I know a lot of our listeners, along with, I think more Americans are waking up to this, you know, watching shows such as Food Inc. and things like that, which are shocking, to really take responsibility, you know, for what they eat and to know where it comes from, and to know that the animals involved in their food are produced humanely.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree. I mean, we're seeing that in the statistics nationwide. We're seeing people moving away from factory farmed products. We're seeing people participating in record numbers in programs such as Meatless Monday, where they're reducing their meat consumption. And one great way to do that is to simply cut meat from your diet one day a week. At the very least, we're seeing the number of vegetarians and vegans skyrocketing as more and more people are becoming aware of the ways in which the factory farming industry is abusing animals, the environment, and also the public. And we're also starting to see growing awareness in the mainstream media about these issues. Our investigation into Sparborough that we were just talking about was covered, was released in World News Tonight with Diane Sawyer in 2020, and also Good Morning America, and then it went nationwide after that. To more than 2,000 media outlets picked it up and covered this story. And we're also starting to see law enforcement take these issues much more seriously, and starting to come forward with in some cases, when there are some laws that are broken, pushing for a cruelty prosecution. And that's certainly what happened with our most recent investigation at a Butterball turkey factory farm in North Carolina. It resulted in law enforcement raiding the facility, and the 6 employees were charged and arrested for cruelty to animals. And the sheriff's department there is saying that the investigation is ongoing and more charges are sure to come.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about this. How did you all, so you all heard about atrocities that were occurring at the Butterball Turkey Factory and then were able to get an employee or someone to capture on film that these inhumane practices were going, or tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, yeah, we didn't get a tip, and most of all of our investigations, in fact, are done completely at random. What our investigators do is basically apply for jobs at farms across the country, and where they get a job is where they go to work and bring in cameras and just document what they see. They act as the eyes and ears for the public. So they're using their real names, their real social security numbers. They're really getting jobs at these facilities, so they're allowed to be there legally. And then they're simply just bringing hidden cameras to work and documenting what they see. And so in this case, an investigator got a job at a Butterball turkey factory farm in Shannon, North Carolina, between November and December of 2011, so very recently, and was able to document workers violently kicking and stomping birds, dragging them by their fragile wings, maliciously throwing them into transport trucks, employees bashing in the heads of live birds with metal bars and then leaving them to slowly suffer and die. We saw birds who were literally covered in their own waste, swarming with flies. Some of them had open wounds and sores and necrotic skin, so basic dead flesh hanging from them, untreated injuries and illness, and confessions from management that saying that they don't treat any of these birds because it's too time consuming and too expensive. They just simply let them suffer to death. We were able to get these confessions and go to law enforcement. And in this case, we had a very sympathetic district attorney outraged by what he saw. And in North Carolina, even farmed animals are protected from neglect and egregious cruelty like this. So he was able to push for prosecution, raided the facility, and in an interesting twist, he actually contacted the North Carolina Department of Agriculture to see if they would assist in the investigation, the law enforcement investigation. And unfortunately, an official with the Department of Agriculture there leaked the raid to the Butterball facility, warned them that it was coming. And fortunately, law enforcement found out about that. She was also arrested and charged and pleaded guilty to compromising a criminal investigation. So law enforcement was able to go in and raid the facility, and a number of birds were euthanized by veterinarians. They were in such bad shape, and a number of employees were charged with criminal cruelty to animals. And that investigation is still ongoing, so there may be more charges filed here soon.
Wow, I'm encouraged. Well, first off, the description of the horrible way that the turkeys are treated is shocking, but that goes without saying. But I'm encouraged that A, this is happening, that your people were able to get in there and get the film. But I'm also encouraged that the person who ended up leaking the raid was being prosecuted for obstruction of justice, because, you know, there has to be a message sent that, hey, if this is coming, I'm just going to go tell people about it and it's going to be just fine. No, I mean, I'm very encouraged by that, because here's the other side of this. Companies like Butterball, like McDonald's, like Target, they have a reputation to protect. And they know that if there was some type of rapid, widespread information about a product that they produce, the tarnish to their reputation and the resulting lack of consumers coming to them would dramatically affect their income and their bottom line. So they are deeply invested, I feel, in maintaining that image. So it's unfortunate that the people that produce the animals don't have the integrity to treat them as a living creature and treat them with respect. And I think it's also shameful that there are no federal laws to protect them. So I'm encouraged by what happened. Mercy for Animals was the organization that really spearheaded this. Is this correct?
That's right. That's right. And it really, I think, shows, you know, these types of investigations, again, have been gaining widespread public notice and media attention, and in many cases have been cause for law enforcement to come in, raid these facilities, and push for criminal prosecution. And it's really started to become a black eye for this industry, this factory farming industry, that's been allowed to thrive in secrecy for so long. Now their cruel and standard practices are being exposed, and people are waking up to what's happening, and they're becoming desperate. And that's why we're starting to see this ag gag legislation being introduced across the nation. It's their last ditch effort to try to make sure that people are kept in the dark and don't know what's happening on these facilities, so they can continue to operate without any type of regulation or oversight.
Well, Matt, we're going to take just a final break here to acknowledge the sponsor of our show today, Hole in the Wall Herb Shop, and we'll be right back.
Everyone, this is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Acira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
Welcome back. We've been talking with Matt Stein from Mercy for Animals, and that organization, Mercy for Animals, sends people actually into various corporate factory farms to observe, and if they see atrocities, if they see inhumane practices, they then film it and then bring it to the attention of law enforcement and to the public especially. And we're talking about how the new legislation that recently passed in Iowa called Ag Gag criminalizes people who do this and allows potential employers to put restrictions on their, to put questions on their employment applications that say, are you part of an environmental group? So this is a very interesting show. So Matt, where is Mercy for now? What is your next project in so far as active investigations that you can share without sharing too much about what you guys do?
Right. Well, yeah. Rest assured, we have investigations going on nationwide. We're going to continue with our undercover investigations, continue to expose the cruel and often criminal practices of the factory farming industry so that people can make informed choices. We're going to continue to push for legislation to protect animals, and we really could use people's help. Contacting your legislators, especially if you live in one of these states that's considering ag gag legislation, and letting them know that this is a bad bill. We need more transparency in food production, not less. Well, these industries don't deserve protection. They've proven time and time again that they're incapable of self-regulation. So we need laws to protect animals, to protect the environment, and to protect consumers from these industries. These consumers don't deserve to be shielded from public scrutiny. So contacting legislators about that, and also working to spread the word about the way that these industries operate. You can go to our website, meatvideo.com, and share on Facebook a video called Farm to Fridge, which shows the standard practices of the animal agriculture industry. It's a quick, about 12-minute video that you can share on Facebook and expose your friends, your family, your coworkers, the American public to the practices that are happening behind the closed doors of factory farms and slaughterhouses, the ways that animals are being treated when these industries don't think that anybody's watching.
Okay, well, so it's out on YouTube, and it's called We Can Search for Farm to Fridge. We will provide at foodintegritynow.org as part of posting this show. We'll provide a link to that along with a link to Mercy for Animals. Now, you had said you had recommended that our listeners who are in the states where ag gag laws are being considered or proposed, do you have a list of those so that we know which states are impacted or about to be impacted?
Absolutely. Right now, the most urgent state is Utah. It's actually the bill has been passed by the Senate and the House and currently sits on the governor's desk. So we're asking people in Utah to contact the governor and ask and have him veto this bill. And also in New York, the bill is pending. There are also bills pending in Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Missouri. So if you live in one of those states, please contact your legislators. Let them know that this is not in the interest of the public and that you don't support this bill to protect factory farms from public scrutiny. Fortunately, the states of Illinois and Florida have already killed these bills due to public pressure. And unfortunately, Iowa recently passed this bill. So we're going to be working to overturn that bill that we feel is unconstitutional and un-American.
Well, Matt, one of the other things is that it's really important for our listeners and for all Americans to realize we are still a consumer-driven economy, and we do have power. There's people who say, well, gee, what can I do? Absolutely. By making a little noise, by actually what we've been told by some people who are familiar with Washington politics, that a written letter, as long as it doesn't look like a form letter, is worth to a legislator, equates to about 5,000 constituent votes. So if you can look at a form letter, get your ideas, reword it, and send letters off, they really do have an impact. So an individual doesn't have to sit passively by and say, oh, well, I can't do something. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And Matt, in closing, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Well, I'd like to reiterate what you said. I think that, you know, we do have a lot of power. The majority of the public is on our side. They want to see that animals are treated better. They want to see that the environment is protected. And they want to see that their families are protected from these industries that put profit ahead of everything else. So every time we sit down to eat, we can choose compassion over cruelty. We can vote with our dollars. We can reduce our support for the factory farming industry. We can reduce our meat consumption. Better yet, we can choose a diet that's free from animal products entirely by going vegetarian or even better yet, going vegan. The power really is in our hands.
Well, okay, that's great. I appreciate your saying that. And again, Matt Stein, we thank you for being here. He's from Mercy for Animals at mercyforanimals.org. And we thank you once again to everyone listening out there. If you like what you hear on this show, please remember to head over to iTunes and leave a comment or a rating for us there. It's the best way to spread this show around and help us along. If you have show ideas, comments, or just want to say hi, email us at info@foodintegritynow.org. Would love to hear from you. Check us out on the web at foodintegritynow.org, where you can find archive shows and news. And our new shows come out every Thursday. This is Jeannie Smith wishing you a happy and a healthy week. And until next time, stay educated and stay active.